poetry work. This book is also probably a good introduction to the kind of journalism I do. Beware though, it's not intended for the squeamish or easily offended. For some, Gargoyle will have you shaking your head like Saint Bernard. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux was a 10th century abbot from France. He did not like gargoyles. He hated them. He wrote about them, calling them fantastic monsters. He didn't mean that in a positive way either. They bothered him. The gargoyles made him uncomfortable. What is the meaning of these unclean monkeys, he wrote. These strange, savage lions and monsters. To what purpose are here placed these creatures, half beast, half man? The grotesque sculptures rattled Saint Bernard's cage in his own holy house. I love the idea of this, of gargoyles riling up the pious. I think those lucky enough to live in the warmth should at least be made aware of those outside. From the mountains to the mailbox. A weekend with a dark web drug dealer. 2017. Deep in the Moroccan mountains, a large brick building sat in the basin of a valley. It was night. A dull light crept out from the windowless holes in the walls. I was in a car headed down a dirt track towards the building with a man calling himself Patron, Spanish for boss. It had taken us 5 hours to get there, driving up through the mountains via cliff edge roads that were scattered with gendarme checkpoints. Every time we were stopped, the police would open the door and shake Patron's hand. They always had big grins on their faces. I'm paying these guys off all the way from here to the coast, laughed Patron. The journey to the valley made me feel sick. The tarmac roads had ended a good 5 miles back, and the driver had pulled several pointless 180 turns without warning to throw off any tracking signals. Eventually, we pulled up outside the brick building and got out. The driver beeped the horn and a man in overalls emerged. He hugged Patron. They spoke for several minutes in French before leading me through a metal door at the front. Inside the modest brick building, there were bags of cannabis the size of hay bales. They were stacked up to the ceiling. I think that's about 2 tons of weed, said Patron. I think he was about right. A large quantity of the weed belonged to him. It was his product. It wouldn't be sold on the street, though. These drugs would be wrapped up in small packages and delivered by the postman. Patron, as he said himself, is not a gangster. Not in the typical sense, anyway. Patron is a large-scale dark web drug dealer. The dark web being the hidden anonymous internet within the internet that can only be accessed via special encrypted software. Patron sells opium and premium quality hash online on the dark web and claims to be making around £100,000 a month in Bitcoin in the process. His drugs are distributed all over the world after he pushes them into a postbox. The postman is unknowingly his distributor. The dark web drugs markets began with the notorious Silk Road, headed by Dread Pirate Roberts, or DPR. The FBI shut down Silk Road in 2013 when they arrested DPR, identified as 32-year-old Ross Ulbricht. The former dark web kingpin was handed a brutal prison term. 2 life sentences without parole, along with 20 years and 15 years for other charges, including conspiracy to launder money, conspiracy to commit computer hacking, conspiracy to traffic narcotics by the means of the internet, and continuing a criminal enterprise. The FBI's aim was to put an end to the brazen rise of online drug distribution, but what they actually did was create a hydra. When Silk Road was around, there was only one real competitor, Black Market Reloaded. Now there are over 15 dark web drugs markets, many of them with much more robust security than Silk Road. It could be argued that the dark web drug scene has never had so many options. For Patron, who sells his product on the new sites like Hansa Market and Alphabay, the dark web is a place where he believes he can ethically sell drugs. Like most in this community, he doesn't consider himself a criminal. Look, there are criminals and there are criminals.